910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In his Easter message to the world today, Pope Francis calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. President Biden moving to send more U.S. bombs to Israel, even as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu refuses to rule out an invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says it's the wrong move.
Netanyahu continues to essentially, give the finger to the President of the United States, and we're sending more bombs. That doesn't make sense.
On ABC's This Week, the dangerous work begins in Baltimore. Crews have begun to dismantle the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's the first step in removing the wreckage from the container ship that struck the bridge 6 days ago. At least two people have died in a small plane crash in Truckee, California. Authorities say the single-engine aircraft crashed Saturday evening while trying to land at Truckee Tahoe Airport. Starting tomorrow, the minimum wage for California fast food workers, $20 an hour. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Some people, mainly older Americans with disabilities, are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. Outreach efforts are helping eligible people in Wisconsin sign up. Mike Moan reports.
Only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual-eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. Experts say the option is designed for people who need additional help because of disabilities, certain health conditions, or their age. Dr. Gina Williams with United Healthcare says these plans try to take a dynamic approach to serving those eligible.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs and then everyday needs. So it's kind of a more comprehensive package for people who need a little bit more support.
Those everyday needs she mentioned include meal benefits and bathroom safety devices. Wisconsin's enrollment numbers are similar to the national rate, coming in at 28%. Christine Huberty with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says a tricky component of these plans is navigating provider network restrictions. A rural resident might have to travel farther to see a doctor covered under the plan, and she says that warrants careful research when enrolling.
I would say first and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
Meanwhile, Williams says the push to get more eligible people to sign up coincides with more awareness about preventative care in a post-pandemic world.
They're not only thinking about acute illness, but they're thinking about overall care. Like, what was the impact of the pandemic from a psychological standpoint? Do you need more support? And then do you also need more coordination of benefits?
This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette was favored to win, but lost to NC State 67-58. Head coach Shaka Smart on what's next.
I don't know. We just lost in the Sweet 16. I'm not really focused on legacy. I did tell the guys after the game in the locker room that, our two seniors, Tyler Kolick and Osa Iguodaro, it's been an absolute honor to coach this entire group. The worst thing about losing today is that, we don't have practice tomorrow. We don't have another game to prepare for.
Marquette's Tyler Kolick asked this after the game.
Tyler, how do you balance your individual accomplishments over the last couple of seasons?
I mean, not many people make it to the Sweet 16. I'm just happy to be out there every time with my guys. Like Coach said, I'm just disappointed that it's over.
Baseball, the Brewers win again, 7-6 over the Mets. Milwaukee with 16 hits on Saturday. Elvis Peguero, the winning pitcher. The Brewers home opener Tuesday afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, last call. Got to get you fired up. Out to the polls Tuesday and voting in some very important local races.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On this Easter Sunday, plenty of clouds to deal with. We'll see a west to southwest wind on the light side with highs in the mid-40s. Overnight, those clouds stay put. Lower 20s will keep the light winds around. Still plenty of clouds on Monday as well. Highs in the mid-40s. Currently 32 degrees.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Healthcare All Saints. It's intended to be used for informational purposes only. All questions.
Radio.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know, hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. Every morning.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night. Fight. And in the morning with the old toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million people, that's
everybody. Happy Easter. I'm Lou Regani. With the music of the stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Worldwide. music of the stars. Every Sunday, 7 to high noon. High noon.
In Tampa, Tacoma, our old St. Joe Mo, guided but close by the radio. Up in Maine, on the western plain, it makes no difference where you go. Cinderella and a fella have the boiler lights down low. Listening to the radio. Love is on the air tonight, and it's on a coast-to-coast hookup. Yes, no guns. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your own for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Cruder from old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care?
St. Louis. Is now celebrating its 80th anniversary. It's an authentic American classic. I'm not just saying that. The Los Angeles Times did. It's an American classic, and we'll never forget it. It's the music of the stars, Judy Garland, well, here.
Went the trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell.
Meet Me in St. Louis is the tender, romantic story of the most popular young beauty of the early 1900s, of her crush on the boy next door. Of her lovable, yet at times humorous family.
The stars.
I'll be out in a minute, Agnes. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We coochie, coochie, coochie. We'll be a shootie woochie. If you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me in the fair. La 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 la. La 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 la, any place but there. La 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 la.
Tootsie, I will be your tootsie wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
Hugh Martin, you know, that guy had to share credits with Ralph Blaine. More's the pity, because Hugh said once that the music, including the lyrics, were all written by, well, him. It's the music of the stars on its 80th anniversary.
The moment I saw him smile, I knew he was just style. My only regret is we've never met, though I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133.
How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy next
stars. Spike Jones.
Sign off with each week. So tonight we thought you might like to hear it, sung by the fellas who made the original hit record. Our very special guests, the fabulous Mills Brothers.
Said he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town said he's not a well boy. He just isn't the same somehow. He hops, he jumps so merrily over the water once he stops. And then here comes the bump and then jump again. The blessed over the fences that he's going out of his senses. The whole town's talking about the June boy. Talking about the Jones boy, oh, that Jones boy, yes, that Jones boy. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy. He acts mighty bigger than you now. The whole town said he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town's saying he's not a well boy. He just isn't the same somehow. Oh, we hunt, he jumps so merrily over the water, bumps it up. And then here comes the bump and then jump again. The buzzing over the fences, that he's going out of his senses.
Shown great ingenuity, and therefore you have won the right to be official Chief Easter Bunny.
Hooray!
And on Easter morning, Peter was off again. Only now, he was the Easter Bunny. All of his friends turned out to greet him, because everybody knew that Peter Cottontail was on his way.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way.
Come on, you can help. You can all help everybody.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Look at him stop, listen to him say. Try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, here roll lots of Easter eggs your way.
You wake up on Easter morning and you know that
Easter, everybody.
Bye.
head.
I just press my wiggly nose and I'll know if you're good or bad.
Oh, there goes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity, hoppity, flippity, hoppity, skippity, scoppity, flippity, floppity. Die-dee-dee.
Spike Jones, the City Slickers, with Marion Richmond, Rosie Clooney, on the music of the star. Happy Easter!
Egbert, the Easter egg, was a pretty little Easter egg. Cutest thing you ever saw, in the window of a big department store. Against a window pane, spoke to Egbert, but alack, Egbert cried because he couldn't answer back. Then all at once the clouds rolled by to let the sun shine through. Believe it or not, it got so hot that Egbert split in two. Out popped a baby chick, a teeny weeny little baby chick, and the children heard him say, Egbert wishes you a happy Easter day. Back. Then all at once the clouds rolled by to let the sun shine through. Believe it or not, it got so hot that Egbert split in two. Out popped a baby chick, a teeny weeny little baby chick, and the children heard him say, Egbert wishes you a happy Easter day.
Rosie Clooney, 1952. The music of this. A couple of years later, Gene Autry recorded this.
I was riding to the chapel on Easter morning. It was a bright and beautiful day. As I rode across the prairie on Easter morning, I saw the cutest Easter parade. Pretty little bunnies, 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 pretty little chickens, chickens,
Easter time.
Pretty little lambs all dressed in white, may the Easter day so bright. As I rode on to the chapel on Easter morning, I knew the Lord was riding with me. Happy Easter to you, happy Easter to you. Make a wish upon a bunny and your wish will come true. Happy Easter to you, happy Easter to you. May the Lord above spend Easter day with you. To
the chapel on Easter morning. It was a bright and beautiful day. As I rode across the prairie on Easter morning, I saw the cutest Easter parade.
Pretty little bunnies, 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 pretty little chickens, 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 pretty little lambs all dressed in white, made the Easter day so bright.
As I rode on to the chapel on Easter morning, I knew the Lord was riding with me.
Happy Easter to you, happy Easter to you.
Make a wish upon a bunny, and your wish will come true. Happy Easter to you, happy Easter to you. May the Lord above spend Easter Day with you.
Gene wrote most of his own songs. Started out as a telegrapher in a radio, in a railroad station. Somebody heard him one day just waiting for the next train and said, "Hey, playing the guitar, you're pretty good. Do you ever think about getting on the radio?" "Oh," he said, "I'm not that good. Not that good." Here's Dick Todd with a tune I bet you never heard. I bet you that because I never heard it. So let's hear it.
She's my Easter lily. She's my April dream come true. She's a lily that's blooming just for me. In her Easter bonnet, made to match her eyes of blue, just imagine how pretty she will be. While the Easter bells are ringing and our happy hearts are singing, we'll be married in the chapel on the hill. On that Sunday morning, how the sun is gonna shine on that sweet Easter lily of mine.
She's my Easter lily, she's my April dream come true. She's a lily that's blooming just for me. In her Easter bonnet, made to match her eyes of blue, just imagine how pretty she will be.
Just for me. In her Easter bonnet, made to match her eyes of blue, just imagine how pretty she will be. While the Easter bells are ringing and our happy hearts are singing, we'll be married in the chapel on the hill. On that Sunday morning, how the sun is gonna shine on that sweet Easter lily, that sweet Easter lily, that sweet Easter lily of mine.
That's Dick Todd. He was from Canada. They called him the Canadian Crosby. I don't think he sounded like Bing. The thing is, he was pretty popular at one time, and now he's forgotten. The truth is, he was forgotten even when he was still living. He had a nice sound in the 30s, 40s, made some pretty nice records for RCA Victor, and served in World War II. Perry Como took his place at RCA Victor with Hugo Winterhalter. Well, Dick Todd died on Skid Row, 1974, penniless. That recording made on March 25th, 1950, just in time for Easter. And speaking of, here's Roy and Dale.
Easter time, it's Easter time, and Easter is a loving day. Fat white rabbit nibbles new green clover, round red robin sees a worm appear.
Everybody knows that winter's over and spring is here.
And spring is here.
Spring is full of many fine surprises. Spring has green and yellow trees to climb. That's when everybody realizes it's Easter time.
It's Easter time.
And on Easter Day, the boys and girls get up with the dawn and look for green and yellow eggs that hide in the lawn.
On Easter, everyone is like your brother. Brand new children ask you out to play.
On Easter, everybody acts in a loving way.
The Stars. I was thinking while listening to that, why don't we play another Dick Todd record? I know, but when the guy dies like he did, penniless, living on the street, after having a pretty darn good career, but the sad thing is, well, among other sad things with his career, people have forgotten the guy. Yeah, let's see what we can do on that. This is Ronald Reagan. This was 1983.
Celebrating the traditions of their faiths. During these days at least, regardless of nationality, region, or race, we are united by faith in God and the barriers between us seem less significant. Observing the rites of Passover and Easter, we're linked in time to the ancient origins of our values and to the unborn generations who will still celebrate them long after we're gone. As Paul explained in his epistle to the Ephesians, he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens of God's household. This is a time of hope and peace when our spirits are filled and lifted. It's a time when we give thanks for our blessings, chief among them freedom, peace, and the promise of eternal life. This week, Jewish families and friends have been celebrating Passover, a tradition rich in symbolism and meaning. Its observance reminds all of us that the struggle for freedom and the battle against oppression, waged by Jews since ancient times, is one shared by people everywhere. And Christians have been commemorating the last momentous days leading to the crucifixion of Jesus 1950 years ago. Tomorrow, as morning spreads around the planet, we'll celebrate the triumph of life over death, the resurrection of Jesus. Both observances tell of sacrifice and pain, but also of hope and triumph.
Once again, Dick Todd.
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. You're daddy's little girl to have and hold. A precious gem is what you are. You're mine. Spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny to Mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice, and you're Daddy.
You're daddy's little girl.
Douglas had a big hit with that. Here's Michael Douglas.
Hello, everybody. Got a special weekend coming up. Tomorrow is the first day of Passover, and then we have Easter and Easter Sunday. Our religions can get together. Why can't we? Peace and love.
Benny the bunny, that funny little bunny, Benny the bobtailed bunny. If you've been good, you're on his list. So when Easter comes around, you won't be missed.
Benny the bunny, he'll make your day so sunny when you jump out of bed.
Watch out, and mind your mom and dad.
Benny said to give you all his warning.
Gentlemen, here Thank you. Is that applause for me, or are you afraid of Sinatra? This is a wild group.
Great group.
And it's a wet day. It's a cold day out here, so... No, I don't have anything.
Oh.
I can tell everybody is gargling with Inglenook. Well, this is kind of a nice evening to curl up in front of a nice warm fire. What do you say we start by burning the monologue? This is strange coming out and seeing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 strings.
Classic.
Looks like the halftime band for a gay football team.
You know, Smart Water found a smart way to do water.
Here's this week's Lucky Strike Extra.
Here's the whole gang wearing some of our favorite musical finery in the Easter Parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of review. Oh, I could write a sonnet about that Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter
In my opinion, he is probably the best singer of popular songs in the last two decades. He's been at it for 40 years. And those of us who were around when he first started can remember the hysteria and the electricity when he would appear anyplace. And it was genuine. And it's amazing that 40 years later, he still has that kind of adulation and professional performance. He's a controversial personality. And there are only probably a few people... in our business, professionally, who can walk into a room or walk on a stage and people stop and know that you're in the room. I think he's a consummate artist, and I'm glad he is here tonight. Would you welcome Frank Sinatra?
Sang the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I sing the songs. I sing the songs, make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. Sing the song. My home is deep within me, and even though I'm growing old. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and pretty things. I sing the songs that make some young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. And my music will make you dance.
And there's a lady turtle out in the hall wanting to know if dinner is still on.
Am I going to have to put up with this every 14 years? You barging in here like this and singing a song?
The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Tommy Newsom and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests.
This is the music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News. We'll be back again in about 7 minutes.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.